Painting without the paint. It's our talk on KCRW. As with most paintings, Channing Hansen's canvases support planes of color and form. But there is a catch. His paintings aren't painted at all. They're knitted. His first show at the Mark Selwyn Fine Art Gallery features large-scale abstract works knitted in earthy, moody tones with twisted, knotty surfaces. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp is here. She says it's worth your while to check it out, and she's talking about it on Art Talk today. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, let's talk about who is Channing Hansen. And by the way, why would he be knitting his paintings?
A good question, and one that I asked him. It initially came out of the fact that he has a restless mind, restless hands, and he took up knitting as a hobby. But he's a trained artist. He went to the San Francisco Art Institute. He'd worked in video and performance, and he'd also worked a little bit in computer software. So as he got into knitting more and more, he also got into devising a kind of software that would create an algorithm. And he used those algorithms to determine the patterns of his knitting. And it just took off from there and ultimately became his art.
So there's really no paint involved at all?
No paint at all. And in fact, they have evolved as though they were paintings. I mean, they have great swaths of color and form. And they first came to the attention of many people in the Hammer Biennial of a couple of years ago, and those were sort of very colorful and spidery and even kind of erotic. These are quite a bit different.
It almost sounds, knitted paintings, almost sounds like an oxymoron to me. Are there other artists that do this kind of work?
Not exactly. I would say he was influenced by the feminist artists of the 1970s and the fact that many of those artists worked in fiber and re-embraced the idea of weaving and knitting and crocheting and that kind of thing. And I think that was an impetus for him. He has said that. What's interesting to me is the connection of the sort of humble handicraft of knitting with this high technology that he uses. The current show is the works are such much more sort of somber than the ones that we saw at the Hammer. These particular works are based on his first visit to the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, where he saw a very famous painting. It's called Black Painting. It's just a plain black square, 1915, Kazimir Malevich. And he was struck by the way it looked compared to the way it looks in reproduction, which you see all the time because it's a famous painting. And he devised a software that could sample the blackness of the way it was reproduced. And he used that as the algorithm to create the work at the Mark Selwyn Gallery. So they're much more penumbral and shadowy. And an interesting part of this is that he also uses wool from black sheep. And when you see a work by Channing Hansen and you read the title, it will have the algorithm, but will also have all the different fibers that are in the work, because he's now gotten really into going to farms and getting fleeces and learning about sheep and dyeing them and spinning the yarns himself. And so he used a lot of wool from a rare form of black sheep. But these paintings are not the black sheep. These are really the bomb.
Well, Channing Hansen's show is on display at the Mark Selwyn Fine Art Gallery in Beverly Hills. It goes on through April 9th. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.